This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. It turns out the abortion business where 22-year-old Lakeisha Wilson died of respiratory failure during an abortion is linked to a foundation managed by the Warren Buffett family. Operation Rescue is concerned that third world-style abortion practices are being taught to hospital residents, something that would further endanger the lives of poor urban women of color. Justina Pelletier, the 15-year-old girl caught between two groups of doctors and Massachusetts state officials who took her from her parents, has written a secret letter saying she is being tortured. She had to sneak the letter to her parents at a visit. Numerous problems face the White House in Obamacare. The Congressional Budget Office now reports that Obamacare exchange plans are restricting access to life-saving medical care. Also, in what seems like a eugenic nightmare, an administration population control program is actually seeking to reduce black and Hispanic births. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life, and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
You simply must watch Alexander Tsiaras's stunning lecture and video showing a child's development of the womb and telling of the mathematical improbabilities in human creation that, as the Yale professor says, point to divinity. The presentation is again at lifenews.com. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.